Good morning. Welcome to St. James Westminster Anglican Church as we celebrate All Saints Day. If you are part of lighting candles for the All Saints ceremony, if during the opening hymn you could come forward to the front if you aren't already here, and that will logistically help us out. Next couple of weeks are kind of busy in the parish. Next week we will mark Remembrance Sunday. And as always, we will have a full remembrance liturgy. As I have a great affection for our veterans, having been a Legion Padre in Alberta for 6 years, I spend a lot of time thinking before I preach on Remembrance Sunday. The Sunday after, well, a little bit of silliness. Okay, a lot of silliness. That's part of what I want to do. But also an opportunity to think deeply about how we do things, where we're going. And something else afterwards, I can't remember what it is, the wardens will tell you about that. But that'll be on the 20th of November, and just down the road to let you know, our bishop, the Right Reverend Todd Townsend, will be with us on the 11th of December. So those are things that are coming up. I am happy to tell you that in our fundraising campaign for Indwell this year, we set a goal of $5,000. As of this week, we're somewhere just over $10,000. So that's pretty good. That'll be 4 apartments in the new building over on South Street that we will help to refurbish. Most important thing is, as I've said many times, Indwell has this marvelous method of combating homelessness, giving people dignity, helping them find a home, not a place to hang their hat. It's just marvelous that we're able to do that. As part of the Deanery of London's Advent series, the Deanery's also raising funds for Indwell, and I would say probably amongst the churches in the Diocese of London over the last 4 or 5 years, we've probably raised $100,000 for Indwell. So that's a great thing. We welcome a familiar face this morning. Archdeacon Ken Anderson, longtime rector of the parish, told me he had an idea for an All Saints sermon, and it has continued to grow, and Ken is here today and will be preaching at both services. On All Saints, it's my sad duty to report to you that we lost a parishioner on Friday. Betty Pepler passed away at the spry age of 85. Her funeral and the obituary did not make the paper, so if you know Betty or have friends that do, her funeral service will be from Westview at 1 o'clock on Monday. We begin now the Advent carol lighting service, and Jerry Adam is going to lead us through that.
Can you hear them pass by? Can you feel them standing just beside you? They are the ones who have gone before, saints who have touched our lives. They are the family to which we belong, ancient and never-ending. Our ancestors watch over us, their constant vigil keeping. Their wisdom surrounds us, their healing, a river through channels of time. Can you hear them? They speak of a love they have seen, love beyond imagining, love that holds us safe until we rise to meet them.
For all the saints who from their neighbors arise,
We give you thanks, O God, for all the saints who ever worshipped you, whether in arbors or cathedrals, wooden churches or cement meeting houses. We give you thanks, O God, for hands lifted in praise, manicured hands and hands stained with grease or soil, strong hands and hands gnarled with age, holy hands. We thank you, God, for hardworking saints, whether hard-hatted or aproned, blue-collared or three-piece suited. They left their mark for you, for us, for our children to come. Thank you for the sacrifices made by those who have gone before us. Bless the memories of your saints. May we learn how to walk wisely from their examples of faith, dedication, worship, and love. Amen. Gracious God, we come into this sacred space mindful of the generations of faith who have come before us. As we remember our loved ones today, whom we have already placed in your hands, continue to enfold them in the arms of your love, in the glorious company of the saints in light.
I'll read the names, and there are people here who are remembering some of those who have passed. We'll come forward and light a candle. Elizabeth Webster. Remembered by Sarah Mills. The Reverend Henry Redekop, Anna Redekop, Nikki Redekop, Clarence Redekop, Adeline Redekop Muller, Hugo Muller, all remembered by Ernie Redekop. The Reverend Douglas Vogan and Mrs. June Vogan McPherson, remembered by Sandy Vogan. Roger Pullen, Ricky Chatterton, the late Queen Elizabeth II, remembered by Elizabeth King. John Shaw, remembered by Catherine Shaw. Wayne Douglas Patterson, remembered by Judy Mozalowski. David Daniel Clark, remembered by Brian Mozalowski. Five members of his family who have died in the war in Ukraine, remembered by Ross Mozalowski. Mavis Breckenridge, remembered by Janet Shaw. Gwen Boniface, remembered by Barb Giampa. Ken and Ethel Surrett, remembered by Debbie Vickers. Beryl Hearn, remembered by Christine Scott. Philip Robert Marin, Joseph William Palox, Martin Salter, Lois Mitchell, remembered by the Andersons. Michael Grogan, Ellie Eldridge, Vincent Foran, remembered by Jerry Adam. Members of the St. James family who have passed in the last year, Sydney Brown, Jean Beasley, Jean Novak, Dorothy Panabaker, Susan Wilson, Fred Pinkham, Marianne Guacmai, Stella Woodhouse, Diana McFadden, Betty Pepler.
Let us pray. May these candles honor our grief and give thanks for the lives of our loved ones, those we have named out loud, those we remember in the quiet of our hearts. May these lights shine a way forward toward healing and peace in this place and beyond. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and write both these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
O Almighty God, who has knit together thine elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of thy Son, Christ our Lord, grant us grace so to follow thy blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those unspeakable joys which thou hast prepared for them that unfeignedly love thee. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the reading of the first lesson.
A reading from the book of Ephesians. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that, with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
In the congregation of the faithful, let Israel rejoice in his Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King.
Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people and adores the poor with victory. Let the faithful rejoice in triumph. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Won't you please be seated? My dad, who was the assistant minister here at St. James Westminster some decades ago, instilled in me a love of classical music. Now, I also thrive on rock and roll, but got no coaching whatsoever from Mom and Dad on that front. But thanks to Dad, I can sit for hours at my desk every day, poring away on my musty stamp collection, listening to a classical station from Toronto. My favorite part of this is tuning in to the daily request line and then hearing that selection played over the air for the thousands of listeners. Frequently requested is a piece by the great Czech composer Antonín Dvořák. From his New World Symphony, and particularly that smaller piece within the symphony, the Largo piece, now known as Going Home. Highly moving, most dramatic, exceptionally emotional, and it sends chills up my spine. Going Home was performed at the funeral of two American presidents, by the way. It's that good. There are lots of songs and sayings about what it means to be going home, sentiments both secular and sacred, where home is, what it's like, where it is. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam and the deer and the antelope play. Home sweet home. Home is where the heart is. I'll be home for... You see, everybody knew that one. I've got a couple of geographers in my family, and that's the only reason that I know this whatsoever, have a technical name for that. They call it a sense of place. All referring, of course, to that place that is closest and nearest and dearest to us. The concept of home, this sense of place, has been immortalized in one way or another by most of the singers of our time, from Shania Twain to John Denver, from Adele to Pavarotti, and of course, going back much, much further to Dvorak. In 1969, the American astronaut Neil Armstrong was the first person to land on the moon. You know what he brought with him? He brought with him a tape recording of Dvorak's symphony with the music Going Home, the very first music ever to be played in outer space. Well, the first music if you'll exclude angels' harps and celestial choirs. It's all too fitting that today, All Saints' Day, this most sacred day in the Christian calendar, that we be not too earthbound. I invite you to look and imagine and celebrate an eternal home, a home that God has graciously prepared for us and our loved ones, a heavenly home. And so many images flash through my mind. One very recently, I suspect that most of us caught at least little snippets of Queen Elizabeth's funeral in Westminster Abbey not 2 months ago. The Archbishop of Canterbury, in giving a tribute, quoted from the great World War II song and singer, of course, Vera Lynn, "We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when." A song about the fear of losing a loved one, a partner, a soldier, perhaps someone never to return from the front. And then the Archbishop jumped in with excitement. He said, "But we do know where we'll meet again. We know where Elizabeth's place will be, where ours will be. Her new home," he reminded us, "is the heavenly Jerusalem." This woman, this faithful woman, this queen, this person who read her scriptures daily, believed that God's love was so powerful that it overcame and smashed the power of death. The Bible's full of imagery of what heaven must be like. Our words, our imagination can scarcely grasp it. I mean, just consider on a parallel track what astronomers must be thinking right now. 20 years ago, the Hubble telescope opened up new vistas to the universe. And then this year, the James Webb telescope is launched with its high resolution and gives new insights into earlier vague imaginings, blowing theories right out of the water, right out of the sky, really. It allows scientists to view old, distant, faint objects and to see and imagine new universes that were scarcely considered before. So we dare not pin things down too absolutely in either the scientific or in the religious world. For those of us who have lost a loved one and perhaps have lit a candle in their memory today, we can only dare dream of what eternity would be like, knowing that in our wildest imagination, our most eloquent words will fall hopelessly short. We're making a very faint stab this morning and dare to dream of a new Jerusalem, a heavenly city clad in gold, ensconced in jewels. Or we look more simply at David's psalm, "The Lord shall lead me beside still waters and make me lie down in green pastures," to the place that is just beyond the valley of the shadow of death, to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Bible pictures heaven being like a tent in the desert, protecting us from fierce sand and windstorms, like a heavenly wedding feast where the Lord is the host and the wine never runs out. Kind of like that for myself. Eternity is a place of light, a place of peace where every tear will be wiped away and there is no more pain, no more suffering, no more illness, but life everlasting. I remember a very elderly woman, Gladys Zimmerman, who was in church at St. James here almost every Sunday in the 10 years when I was rector. She was blind. She had to have her face covered with very dark glasses and goggles. She sat over there in the transept wing, and although blind and couldn't read a word of the hymn book, could sing every verse and every word. She had learned them by heart. And she sang so lustily, I just couldn't look over there because my eyes would well up with tears. She was growing feeble, and in her mid-90s, shared an unusual thought. She said, Ken, when I die, I hope heaven is a place of darkness. You see, the light hurts my eyes so much that I don't think I could take that intense light for all eternity. And I hope God would account for that too. We dare to imagine heaven being like the Promised Land, as in so many of the African American spirituals, the Promised Land was just on the other side of the River Jordan, to a place where slavery, fear, discrimination, the daily grind could be put aside once and forever. The roots of the lyrics to Dvorak's Going Home lie partly in those spirituals which he loved. And so it was one of his students who penned the words. It's not far, just close by, through an open door, work all done, care laid by, going to fear no more. Mother's there expecting me, father's waiting too. Lots of folk gathered there, all the friends I knew. Going home, I'm just going home. It's not far, just close by, through an open door. In a moment, we're in for a treat. Paul and Victoria are going to be singing Going Home. But I want to end on this note. It has been my profound honor of taking nearly 500 funerals. And with almost all of them, I read what I think are just so enormously strong words. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor height, nor come, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, forever and ever. All that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. All things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. Let us pray for Christ's holy Catholic Church. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all people, we humbly beseech thee, most mercifully, to accept our alms and oblations and to receive these, our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord. And grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to lead all nations in the way of righteousness and so to guide and direct their governors and rulers, that thy people may enjoy the blessings of freedom and peace. And grant unto thy servant Charles our king and to all that are put in authority under him, that they may truly and impartially administer justice to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, and especially to thy servant Todd, our bishop, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth thy true and living word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. Prosper, we pray thee, all those who proclaim the gospel of thy kingdom among the nations. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity, especially those for whom our prayers are now desired. Dan, Peter, Bev, Sylvia, David, Marilyn, Anna, Emerson, Eunice, Rick, Rita, and Rich, Al, John, Carol, Monica, Dev. Remembering our friend Betty Pepler, we remember before thee, O Lord, all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, and we bless thy holy name for all who in life and death have glorified thee, beseeching thee to give us grace that rejoicing in their fellowship, we may follow their good examples and with them be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent you of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbors, and intend to lead the new life, following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all people, we acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed against thy divine majesty. We do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may hereafter serve and praise thee in newness of life, to the honor and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Here with comfortable words our Savior Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him, come unto me all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Hear also what St. Paul saith, this is a true saying and worthy of all people to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith, if anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts, we lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Everlasting God, Creator and Preserver of all things. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, blessing and glory and thanksgiving be unto thee, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to take our nature upon him and to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made thereby his one oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memorial of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me. Wherefore, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, we, thy humble servants, with all thy holy church, remembering the precious death of thy beloved Son, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming again in glory, to make before thee in the sacrament of the holy bread of eternal life and the cup of everlasting salvation the memorial which he hath commanded. And we entirely desire thy fatherly goodness, merciful to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And we pray that by the power of thy Holy Spirit, all we who are partakers of this holy communion may be fulfilled with thy grace and heavenly benediction. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. welcome to come forward. The Holy Eucharist is offered in both bread and wine. Due to COVID-19 and all kinds of things that have gone on, many people are not yet comfortable receiving from the chalice, so you don't have to receive in both kinds. You can receive the bread and or the wine. The bread will be administered at this station, the wine at this station. If you prefer and you would rather have just the blessing, cross your arms like this. We'd be happy to give you a blessing. We do have gluten-free as an option. And if all that just sounds too confusing, you are welcome to stay just where you are and enjoy the communion music. These are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
For joy to thy living God.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee that thou dost graciously feed us in these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, assuring us thereby of thy favor and goodness towards us, and that we are living members of his mystical body, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee. And although we are unworthy, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. Just before the final blessing, to all those who have joined us as visitors today to participate in the All Saints lighting of candles, may this day have been a blessing to you. Thank you for joining with us in community as we remember those who have gone before us and who we love so much. To Ken, thank you. I didn't usually get a chance to listen to you preach, so this is a treat for me. Thanks for being here, and thanks for a very interesting and thought-provoking message today. It's much appreciated. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us this day and forevermore. Amen.